The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus summoned the 12 and began to send them out two by two and gave them authority over unclean spirits. He instructed them to take nothing for the journey but a walking stick, no food, no sack, no money in their belts. They were, however, to wear sandals, but not a second tunic. He said to them, "Wherever you enter a house, stay there until you leave. Whatever place does not welcome you or listen to you, leave there and shake the dust off your feet in testimony against them." So they went off and preached repentance. The 12 drove out many demons, and they anointed with oil many who were sick and cured them. The Gospel of the Lord.
Well, good morning. It is very good to be with all of you. My name is Father Jason Mitchell. I am the real brother of Father Mike. I know a lot of you know Father Mike, and from the outset, we need to correct a couple things. I'm the older brother. He's my little brother, and he was not ordained first. I know he might have said that he received the imposition of hands first, but that's only because he's shorter. Everybody knows that a sacrament doesn't take place until you say the words. And so we were ordained at the exact same time. So if you could please correct him, that would be wonderful over the next couple months. And I know some of you, this is maybe your first week back. So you'll get to know Father Mike hopefully over the next couple months. He's a really, really great brother, and I'll say a couple things about him. If he listens to this afterwards, he's going to get red in the face, and we'll make him laugh, I hope. Well, today, the readings today talk about the mystery of the church, and I think that's very important because there are a lot of people who believe in God throughout the world. There are a lot of people who believe in Christ, but the idea of church isn't always something that's clear, you know, like what church should I belong to? Or is Christianity about the relationship between me and Christ? And what we start to see in today's readings is what we're doing here in the Catholic Church is very much in line, is completely in line with what we find in the Bible. Today, Jesus gives power to his disciples to carry out the mission that he's been entrusted with. He gives them power to cast out demons, to cure people. He commissions them to preach. And when Jesus is raised from the dead, he gives them the power to forgive sins. So we're already starting to kind of form, what does the church look like? Does it have sacraments? Very easily, Jesus could have done everything by himself. I mean, he could have, you know, I was thinking about this walking over. Imagine if he organized his disciples like this. Okay, guys, I'm going to do everything except the following. I'm going to preach and I'm going to heal. You guys, you're going to follow me. Peter, Andrew, James, John, you're fishermen, you're in charge of the food. Andrew, you're in charge of the bread. Judas, you get the money, but Matthew, you need to do an audit. You know, I don't trust, you know, Judas completely. Jude, you're in charge of the map. Thomas, you're in charge of lodging. And Jesus could have said, organize his disciples like that and said, hey, and when we go to a town, you get to see everything I'm doing, but I'll take care of the preaching, I'll take care of the healing. You don't have to do any of that. Jesus could have done that. But yet what Jesus did during his own life was commission them and send them out. Now, each of those apostles, they have different personalities. They have different talents, abilities. You know, if you get to look at Father Mike and myself, you know, what are some of the differences? Well, you know, I teach philosophy and theology at a university, and my brother paints pictures. I write long doctoral dissertations, and my brother writes these little books that are bigger than a pamphlet. You know, so, no, I'm not, Michael's books actually sell much better than mine, much more interesting than mine. But we actually have different personalities. We have different talents, abilities. My brother is a great storyteller. He'll tell stories from his life experiences, from his missionary trips that move the heart. I'm actually much more directed to enlightening the mind. My brother has a power of intuition. It's almost scary. because he'll tell you exactly what you don't want to hear. You know, he'll cut right through the heart. I don't think I've ever asked him, what does he think about me? I'm actually scared to ask him because I'll be like looking at myself, you know, in the mirror and seeing all my faults and failings and, you know, cut right through to the heart. And so each one of your children, you know, as you look at your children today, they have different personalities, they have different gifts. They're each one is unique. They're not all the same. And what Jesus is able to do is take those different personalities, those different talents, abilities, and he's able to entrust them with power. Imagine the idea of a disciple preaching. I mean, how are they going to compare to Jesus? And yet that's what he does. Go announce the kingdom of God. I'll be with you. I'll help you. I'll guide you what you are to say. Now, this is very important that we start to realize that in the church, we also have, my brother in his homily is going to point out about the anointing of the sick. Today in Mark's gospel, Jesus says specifically, anoint people with oil and cure them. We have that sacrament. It's the foundation for the anointing of the sick. There are other sacraments of the church. Jesus tells them to go baptize. When we read the Acts of the Apostles, we see the disciples, you know, conferring, laying on their hands and making deacons and priests and bishops who are going to continue that mission of Jesus. So in the organization of a church and the sacraments we have to look to the Bible. And I think every element that's there, you're going to find in the Catholic Church. Another important point about the church, and we see this in Paul's letter to the Ephesians. We're going to be reading that for the next couple weeks. What Paul does is he elevates our thinking about the church. The church is a mystery. It's not just a human reality. The church is not just a social club. You know, if you want to join a social club, which are great, but it's about your membership card and paying your dues and you get together, but there's no heavenly reality in your country club. The church is a human and a divine reality. The human side at times can scandalize us because, as Jesus says, we have weeds and wheat, good fish and bad fish, living side by side until the definitive establishment of the kingdom of God. And that can be scandalous for us. And yet what St. Paul is going to do in this letter to the Ephesians, he's going to elevate our thinking to see that what we're doing is not just a social club or getting together. It's sharing in the mystery of Christ. It's all of us are brothers and sisters in Jesus. We are children of the Father. We're temples of the Holy Spirit. We're members of the body of Christ, the mystical body of Christ. And so as we continue, you know, our journey throughout this year, reading from the letter to the Ephesians, Paul is always going to challenge us to elevate our thinking and realize that what we're doing here is something very deep, very profound, a mystery. What we're doing here at this liturgy is not just praise and worship. We're sharing in the heavenly liturgy. That's why as you walk in now, you see angels, right? St. Gabriel has pride of place there in the center. On my left, your right, you're going to see St. Raphael. On the right, my right, your left, you're going to see St. Michael. For whatever reason, that's my brother's favorite angel. But what it does is it reminds us that the angels and the saints, they're all gathered here together with us today, worshiping the Lamb, worshiping God the Father, praising God for the wonderful things that he has done, for creating the world, for redeeming the world, and as well bringing all things to him. We're on a journey together. We're in this church. We're sharing in spiritual realities. This is an awesome thing. And as I said, as we read St. Paul, we're going to be introduced into that great mystery of the church.